Hi there. My name is Zach Martinucci, and it's almost time for season two of Against the Grain. I'm a baker and a culinary anthropologist, which means I love telling stories over food, about food, and even through food. And my business, Rebel Bread, stands at the intersection of all the things I've always cared most about. Community, identity, storytelling, now using food as a medium to express all that. Rebel Bread is a community bakery and bread school here in Denver, Colorado. We're dedicated to challenging the relationship people have with their food, and we're doing that by bringing artisanal bread and thoughtful conversations into your communities, one loaf or class at a time. Sometimes what that looks like is taking to a podcast to talk about food and culture and entrepreneurship and show that a bakery can be much more than just a place to buy bread, but the center of a conversation about da-da-da-da-da-da, and that goes on, and I'm going to stop myself there. That intro has become so automatic recently. Since season one, I've been giving a lot of presentations telling the story of Rebel Bread, and that's always where it starts. It starts there because it's true. I am, and I do care about all those things. I want you to know those things as the first impression of our business. But the rest of the story kind of became the same also. I went through an entrepreneurship course and have held events promoting the business, and most recently competed in Trout Tank, which is like Denver's own Shark Tank, to help small business owners prepare their pitches and bring their story to investors and lenders and other business leaders. It's the story of where we've been and where we're going, and why and how we're starting a bakery this way. And, well, it's more or less what I told you in the first season. And I got very good at telling that story, about what it means to be a community presence and bake thoughtful bread and all of that. Well, when I gave this presentation at the end of August in the Trout Tank finals, it didn't sit right with me. It felt stale. And I think that's because the story I got so good at telling was the origin story behind starting this bakery, before we had a bakery. And it's been a few months since we talked, and in that time, Rebel Bread moved into a brick-and-mortar bakery location, has hosted an interactive dinner and some cooking classes, and bakes fresh bread and pastries for Denver coffee shops and our own retail location 5 days a week, and is set to have a grand opening for that retail space on October 20th and 21st. So compared to where I was 6 months ago, I'd say that I made it. But right now I feel like I'm at the beginning all over again and have so very far to go. And I don't know what it looks like, but I can tell it's already become a different story than it used to be. Showing up day in and day out to actually bake bread is different than when I was just thinking about what it would look like. But it's also so new to me that I don't really know what it looks like yet. And that's why I thought now would be a good time to bring you back in. So hi again, and welcome back, or welcome. My name is Zach, and I'm the founder of Rebel Bread. And in this podcast, we have a conversation about food and culture and entrepreneurship, and I give weekly updates on how we're building a community bakery and bread school in Denver, Colorado. These are 10 to 15 minute episodes that I describe as kind of like being on a phone call with me, except that I'm the only one talking. Although I do say conversation, because I hope that you'll relate to some of the themes I talk about, and find ways to carry those thoughts into your own life, or send me a message and we can chat some more about what comes up each week. In season one, I asked you to join me as we build a bakery, a community, and a relationship around bread. I encourage you to listen to those episodes if you want to get an idea of who I am, where me and Rebel Bread have been, and what our first steps in Denver look like. You can also jump in right now. There will continue to be two parts to each episode. On the one hand, bakery updates, the growing pains week after week of starting a new small business, and on the other, that conversation. In season one, it all came back to food and identity, and I'll be shifting focus a bit over the next season to talk about food and community. My goal over the next few weeks is to answer the question, really for myself, so what is a community bakery? It's a sign hanging above our door, and it sparks lots of questions every day at Rebel Bread. Plus, I want to tell you about all the exciting stuff that's happening in our first month around the bakery. In what was sooner rather than later, I'm slowly hiring other bakers, plus working with some volunteers, redoing our little retail space, getting to know the neighbors, and participating in local festivals and events, and of course, baking lots of bread and pastries. So starting October 14th, I hope you'll join me every Sunday on this journey, because it's going to be a delicious one, and a thoughtful one, and a creative one, because even though we spend the day baking, why we do what we do always has been, and always will be, about so much more than just bread. I use that in Trout Take 2. I really do love that line. Please be in touch if you have questions, comments, feedback. You can follow Rebel Bread Denver on Instagram, or send a message through the contact form on rebelbread.com. As always, I hope you're well, having a great week, and I look forward to talking to you on the next first episode of Against the Grain.